your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for traveling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How we doing, guys?
We've got a big show on today.
It is huge. A big show.
Are we ready to go?
I mean, hang on.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the people or shall I?
You tell them, Bickers.
So, we've got tickets to one of...
I'll tell them. Shaq's coming to town and you can meet him.
Look, read up. The perfect way to introduce him, four-time NBA champion and global superstar, Shaquille O'Neal tickets!
Yes. It's a sold-out event and you get to meet the big fella.
Oh, my God. We've got to talk about this later because I know you're very, very excited.
I am very excited.
Andy Lee's joining us.
Yes, also very excited.
Four-time NBA champion.
And we're giving away tickets to meet Andy Lee as well. There's a whole lot of meet and greets happening. But up next, we're talking about the dark arts. Is that right, Carrie?
Is that how you describe it? It's just weird shit that people do, I think.
Okay.
The dark arts.
Is it not?
Is it an art form?
You told me we're talking about curses.
Yeah, but I'm more interested in what happened to you at night with your girlfriend. I think we should talk about that.
Okay,
that'll
great.
Interest people great. More
That's
than the
next.
Dark arts.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And a little bit later on, Andy Lee is going to be joining us.
But have you heard of Hong Kong's mysterious...
Yeah.
Bless you, Bill.
Oh, was that a sneeze?
Hong Kong's mysterious villain hitters. Bless you.
Mysterious what? Villain?
Yes.
Villain what?
Villain hitters.
Villain hitters?
Is the term they go by. They're the modern day witches that sell curses. So you go down these little back alleys and into these markets and there's these old Chinese women sitting on little stools and they'll give you for $5 a pop, £5 a pop, they'll give you a curse. So say like...
Hang on, they give you a curse.
Well, sorry, sure give you your, the cheating... Imagine husband that. Or the backstabbing boss.
You just
boss
think you're
or
giving
the...
someone homeless $5 and they give you a curse.
No, sorry. They put a curse on the person you want the curse
so
for.
So I go back there and I say, hi, my friend Carrie is really giving me the irrits.
Yeah,
so
put a curse on me.
Yes.
The things they can do.
She farts, can you make her follow through?
They can adjust the building's feng shui and make it follow through.
Just
imagine not knowing why all of a sudden.
Every time.
And then I get here and I'm like, guys, I've got us all lunch. It is bean enchiladas again. Carrie, enjoy.
They do things like adjust buildings feng shui, because you know how important that is, and like burn paper money. They even burn paper iPhones to send to dearly departed relatives.
Oh, because that gives your past relatives, it gives them money to spend because capitalism exists also in heaven. And iPhones. Imagine if they don't burn a new iPhone for a while. So you're in heaven just like, burn an 11, you bastard.
Oh, not a 9.
I've still got an iPhone 6. It's paper. Why does it matter whether you use a new one or an old one?
But we were talking about this off air and we were talking about curses and witchcrafty and weird stuff. And you said quite possibly the creepiest thing, and you said it quite nonchalantly.
Well, you might
not. Is that a word?
Nonchalantly. That's the other curse I put on Carrie. She can't say six-syllable words. I went through quite a phase of dating witches, and some of them. Some
Good curses
of them,
on you.
Well, one made a voodoo doll. She wanted to catch up, and she told me that she'd made a doll of me.
Hold on, is this before you, when you were early dating? She said, I've made you a doll.
No, she didn't say I love him so much, I'm making a doll of him.
Oh, this was when you broke up.
We'd broken up.
Oh, and she said, there's something, I've made you a doll.
Yes, and I said, well, that's good. This has reconfirmed my decision and goodbye again.
And when you got there, what was it?
No, she didn't bring it. We were just talking about what we've been up to. and
But what doll was it?
What like do you mean? She didn't make an inflatable doll of me.
I thought she made a voodoo doll.
Yeah, she did.
You never said that bit. You just said made a doll.
What, don't you assume it's a voodoo
doll? No, there's all sorts of dolls. Evie plays with dolls. She's not playing with a voodoo doll.
Have you made Evie dolls of me? Why are you so strange, C. Bickmore?
But then what happened?
Imagine was getting around and all your kids are playing with dolls of me.
With their taking their heads off.
I recognise that nose on that doll.
But what, was that the same woman that did the thing to you in the night?
No, that was a different woman. This was from my period of dating witches.
Now, what did this woman do to you in the night?
She revealed to me after a while that she had been performing Reiki on me.
While you were sleeping?
Yep.
I had no idea. So creepy. Yeah. So what does that involve?
Hovering your hands over someone while chanting.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
General
hocus-pocus stuff. Did you feel different when you'd wake up in the morning?
I felt lonely. I mean... but no, I didn't notice.
So was that what ended it? Or was it only after that you found that she'd...
I mean, if she was giving me Reiki to make... us end.
It worked.
Well, I mean, we eventually ended. It wasn't specifically Reiki involved.
Yes.
It was just she was so tired all the time. While we were meant to be sleeping.
She was doing Reiki.
It was working.
But I want to know what other, like, voodoo stuff like this someone's done to you. If they've done it to you while you're in your sleep, it's even more weirder and awesomer. This can't just be you. Even girls that do Reiki on guys in their sleep, I want to hear from you, psychos.
And also, it might not be the women. Guys, if you're into the voodoo stuff, obviously I'm joking. Anyway, women, call us 1360.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 1360, we're talking a bit of witchcraft.
Do you have any voodoo music?
Ooh. What about Voodoo People Prodigy? Oh, okay. Or this. What about a man playing an organ 400 years ago?
So the reason we're talking black magic and voodoo is because... why are you laughing? Because we were talking about over in Hong Kong how these old ladies sit around and they put curses on people that you want curses put on, right? Like exes that have cheated on you and like bosses and stuff.
Yes.
And you were saying how... in the middle of the night, one of your ex-girlfriends used to do Reiki on you while you were asleep without you knowing.
No, didn't
what
find out.
What was she trying? I forgot to ask before. What was she trying to get out of the Reiki?
To cleanse my soul.
To cleanse your soul. What was wrong with your soul?
Apparently heaps.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask more questions.
You were asleep.
Yeah, I was asleep. That's right.
Yeah, right. Yes. So she obviously felt like there was something not quite right.
Yeah, yeah. Which
turned out it was the other way around.
Which apparently, yeah, I was the one who had problems, not the one performing Reiki on someone when they're asleep.
Dee, are you into witchcraft?
Yes, apparently I am.
Oh, what,
do you want to hear my story?
Yeah,
oh
I do.
Oh my gosh, do it, Dee.
Well, okay, there was a neighbour, let's call him Kevin. He lived on one side of me. On the other side of him, there was a lady, let's call her Sarah. She's a personal trainer. She had clients turn up at sort of 5 in the morning and would pull up in the driveway and maybe close the door a bit loud or whatever. Kevin got annoyed with this. So threw a bag of pigeon poo onto the corner of her car. She came and sort of confronted him and he's like, no, it wasn't me. I don't know. Who was that? He had racing pigeons, by the way. Anyway, I see Sarah in a supermarket one day and I said, are you okay? And she's visibly upset and she goes, no, I'm having real trouble with Kevin. And I said, look, leave it with me. I'm really good at manifesting teachers to leave my kids' classes. If I don't like them, I just sort of say, look, come on, it's time for them to move on. And then all of a sudden they've got a new teacher. So I was just having a bit of a giggle with her. So that night I went out the back and I did a little bit of a whoosh, whoosh, spoke a few words. Threw a little few hand signals over the fence and just had a giggle and walked back inside. And I was like, you know, then you just leave it. So you put out your intention and then you leave it, apparently.
Right, yep.
Two nights later, Kevin's wife turned up. These guys are big drinkers. Turned up at my door, 10 o'clock
Kevin's
in the evening,
dead, isn't he?
With a glass of wine. And I looked at her and my heart just dropped to my stomach. And I went, are you okay? She goes, no, Kevin died last night.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went, what? Come in. Have you got another glass of wine? Oh, my God.
Did you tell her what you'd done, Dee?
No, of course not.
So, Dee, just to make sure I'm clear about the story, does this mean you've also killed a lot of teachers?
No, they just moved to other schools.
Okay.
That's what they say. They move to other schools.
Good.
Dee, now that you know the potential of your power, have you moved on and done it with other people, or have you put
not
your
other
hands
people,
away?
But I've manifested money though. Seriously, it's unbelievable.
How much you make?
I've done $20,000. And then the other day I said, I had my car in for a service. So I separated from my husband like 18 months ago, and I'm just doing sort of part-time work.
Hold on a sec, Dee. Guys, can we clear all these other calls?
Yeah, we just got to chat a bit more to Dee.
Yeah. Keep going, Dee. Yeah.
I have written a book too. I'm putting all this in a book.
Amazing. Okay, so you separated from your husband.
Yeah, and so, I'm just
that,
doing
Dee?
Sort of write
did
the book.
Did you manifest him out of your life?
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. So that's another story. That's through Kundalini yoga. But listen, I had my car in for a service I needed, it was a big service, and I thought I need about $1,000 here. Come on. Yeah. So the night before I was picking my car up, I just sort of said, wouldn't $1,000 be lovely if it appeared in my account? I woke up the next morning, I kid you not, I opened my bank account, $1,187 was in there. And it was a back payment from like a family tax or something that I didn't know I was entitled to. I ring up the mechanic and I go, how much? I already knew. I said, how much is my car going to cost? $1,180. Oh. It was. Oh, I had to get new brake pads. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, Tommy.
I need some things from you.
Well, hang on. There's a bit of a list.
Oh, Dee, we don't have time. These breaks we do, they're a couple of minutes long each break, Dee. And we've got to get you back another day to hear the next chapter. Tommy's
amazing.
Got some requests.
Can you manifest something for me?
What?
I want a plane. I want
a plane?
I want to own an aeroplane.
Just buy one.
Yeah. Just buy one.
Well, you can buy one. You've got enough money.
Oh, so now the powers aren't good, are they? Bloody hell.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're like a big kid today.
I know. It's so exciting. For basketball, for sports fans, particularly basketball fans, stars don't come any bigger, both metaphorically and quite literally, than Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaq is coming out to the country. Very good, Jessie.
I like what you did there, Jess.
Very good.
You do love Shaq.
He's doing a pay-per-view talk. So it's like an uncensored interview live on stage, 7 p.m.
Oh, so you can go see him, but then it'll also be streamed somewhere.
So Thursday night, which is 25th of August, on Main Event, on KO Sports and on Foxtel, you can order it and watch it because it is a live event, but it's sold out because Margaret Court Arena, 15,000 people, sold out. Tickets are $1,000 each. Here's the great news. Mm. We've got tickets to give away and a meet and greet. With the big man himself.
Are you going to meet the big man?
I hope I'm going to meet the big man.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be one of those fans?
What do you mean? Of course. Yeah. It'd be weird if I met him and wasn't a fan. Hey, man, I prefer Kobe. See ya.
but you know those meet and greets? They're always so, so fanny.
Yeah,
I love the idea of you in the mix there.
Of course. Yes. There's not too many people I would rather meet in the world than Shaq.
Do you know, speaking of basketballers, do you know Dennis Rodman, who you're still yet to have your dinner with?
Yes, who we paid thousands of dollars for.
We're still going to make that happen.
Like
But do you know that he is currently about to go on a plane to Russia to try and save a basketballer that's stuck over there?
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That's a tragic story. Yes, I know
Brittany Griner.
Yes. Yeah. He's intervening. Rodney.
Is he?
Rodman.
I love the idea of walking up.
Den.
And you know how he's got like piercings everywhere, wild hair, and you're like, hello, Rodney.
Rodman. Not Rodney.
Hey, make sure you order an evening with Shaquille O'Neal on pay-per-view now, but also give us a call, 131060, if you want tickets to the sold-out event happening this Thursday.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie
and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
An evening with Shaquille O'Neal is happening on pay-per-view. It is this Thursday on Main Event on KO Sports and on Foxtel. We have tickets to the sold-out live event and you get to
meet and greet. This is crazy. Dylan, how much do you want the tickets?
Oh, heaps. Massive fan of Shaq.
Mate, when are we talking? Are we talking the prime Lakers era? Did you follow every single team he went through? What's your main memories of Shaq?
Oh, I've been collecting his cards for a while now. I've got a few of his rookie years at Magic.
Yes.
And then, got a couple of autos from the Lakers era. So
okay, so let's just do a quick run through. Because, Dylan, you meeting him, obviously you're going to be looking up to him. There's 7'1" of him. He's a big fella.
Wow.
And you've probably only got, I reckon, probably one question to ask him. What are you going to go with?
Can you sign me rookie card?
I'll get him to do that anyway, Dylan. Work on another question.
This is your
time to shine, mate. You don't have to tell us now, but go away and brainstorm, okay?
So are we giving Dylan
a double?
Yeah. Dylan, congratulations. The tickets are yours. Enjoy.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Have a great time because who
we got Catherine. Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
Catherine, are you a Shaq fan?
Oh, my husband is.
Okay. Is he just a basketball nut?
Oh, big time. He's a coach of 4 teams, and he plays for himself on a Sunday night as well.
Oh, my God, Catherine. I want you to call him and tell him that he's going to go with you to see Shaq.
Yes.
Have you, do you reckon he's at work now? What's he doing? Can we call him now?
He is. He's at work. We can try and call him.
Okay, we will just chuck you back to our producers quickly and they'll grab his number.
And then we'll give him a call and you can tell him, Catherine, live on air that you're going together tonight.
Because I didn't even think, what should I ask?
Yes, you need a question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
What's your biggest regret? Because I reckon, anyway,
this is very deep for a meet and greet. Hey, guys, selfie. Hey, man, what's your deepest regret?
No, I want to know if he regrets leaving the Magic and playing with Penny Hardaway. Because those two had a falling out because they became two of the biggest stars at the same time but started making ads that were quite disparaging of each other.
Oh.
Yes. And it was like, it's widely regarded as one of the greatest teams that never quite, you know, happened.
Right.
And I want to know.
Okay, please go with
that. Because then leaving, it meant he got to play with Kobe and he eventually got, I think, hit 4 of the 5. I think he got 4 rings with Kobe. Yes.
Well, I think we've got his number. Are we calling Jesse?
Yeah, they're just dialing now.
Okay, great. Let's Catherine, get Catherine, are you back
with us?
Up.
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, I believe we've got him here. Jesse, you want to flick him on? G'day, Glenn.
G'day, how are you?
Good. It's Carrie and Tommy here. We have to tell you, you are live on the radio, and Catherine is here with you as well, your partner. She's just got something to tell you, which I realise it sounds like Jerry Springer, and it sounds like it's going to be bad. Oh, I promise it's okay. Catherine, it's over to you.
Hey, Glenn.
Hello, Catherine.
You beat Shaq O'Neal.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
This Thursday night, Glenn, you're going along to watch the sold out event with Shaquille O'Neal and you get to meet him, Glenn.
I get to meet him.
You get to meet him face to face. You can ask him a question, I think.
Or back to back.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's all thanks to Catherine.
She's a good one.
She's a good one.
I hope you say something a bit more inspiring to Shaq.
He's a good one as well. Everyone's a good one.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The new season of The 100 with Andy Lee continues tonight. 8:40
Are you on this one tonight?
PM on Channel 9.
No, I'm Tommy's not coming up.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. You don't get out first out. On what number are we? Is it back to the whole season back tonight?
No, this is episode 2 tonight.
Sorry,
we can't binge the whole season tonight from 8:40.
No.
What a move.
Unfortunately, we're doing the weekly episodic release. Oh. Going old school.
I was hoping I was on at 2 a.m. for those real heavy binges that stuck it out.
Now, Tommy's coming up. I asked Carrie, but too important to Channel 10. She's not allowed to come on.
I asked for Tommy.
They said, go for your life.
Yeah. They said, who?
Do you know what I thought was really interesting about that exchange that you and I had on text? You were so lovely asking me. Mm. And then I said no, but asked you questions about your life and holiday, and you just gave me a thumbs up. So I felt like the message before with all the, you know, the genuine love was actually just you trying to get me on your show, mate.
As soon as I found out that you were contractually restricted, yes, I put a big line through you as a friend and a colleague. Yeah, moved on.
But that's not bad. It just restricted to emoji responses only.
Yes.
At least you got something back. That's okay.
Yeah.
No, but I don't want a thumbs up. I asked how his holiday was going.
But also, you've given him his answer. Stop harassing him with other questions.
I'm not the one doing the harassing, mate.
Exactly. Ando, is this going how you thought it would go?
No, I did send a sext Carrie and got a thumbs up back as well. So that's nice.
I'm just thinking about that too much now.
Is that what you, it's just a serving suggestion. Well, you could stick this there.
Hey, I was going to say, speaking of sex.
Hey, speaking of sex.
Your stellar shoot with Beck was gorgeous. It was gorgeous, you two
I had
beautiful
shingles.
People.
I had shingles. Do you know what shingles is?
It's adult chicken pox.
My mum's had that.
If you have
she's
chicken,
like 70.
I know. It happens mainly in old people, which is worrying for me. But you, if you've had chicken pox before, you'd never get rid of the virus. It goes and hides in your spine and just hangs out there. And then if you,
stressed or something,
it can come back out. Oh. So it came back and puffed my face up. So they had to Photoshop my face for the Stella bag. And hats off to
it's
them.
It's not the first time they've had to do that.
No, it won't
not
be
just
the last.
To you, that too.
I was grateful for them depuffing my face on the right hand side.
Surely they could have saved some money and just done a pandemic chic style shoot and you're just wearing masks.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice idea.
No, you want to see these two faces.
Well, you're not seeing his face anyway. It was a puffy
true, Beck. To be fair. I want to see Beck's face, though.
You both looked
gorgeous. It was very ethereal.
Oh, I don't know what that means, I'll take it as a compliment. I want a question for you guys.
Oh, you're getting awkward now. You don't want to talk about your shoot anymore?
Oh, well, what? I just wore clothes I'd never wear again and made sure Beck was in front of me. It was a pretty simple shoot. I mean, they'd go, this is something Harry Styles wore. I was like, are you sure you want to put me in this? It's like, it's ridiculous, but that's fine.
You say that. I saw those pants and I'm like, is he wearing waist-high pants? Like, hung out enough to know I'm not seeing you at the pub in those pants.
Mate, it felt like dress-ups for me. Beck was loving it sick, so I was nice seeing her very happy, but yeah, I got through it and my support. Haven't had much support from my friends with the get-up I was in, but that's what I'll endure. But
what's your question for us?
Okay, it comes up on the 100 tonight. Are either of you comfortable being naked in front of your parents?
Naked?
Yes.
No.
Mum, probably not dad.
Hang on, are they naked as well?
No, they're not naked.
Just naked. What, or just
do you
out?
Only be comfortable being naked in front of your parents if they're naked as well?
Well, I think it's actually weirder if we're just having dinner and I go, hey guys, I've got a surprise.
I found out I was in the minority tonight. On the show, and we cackle nudity as a subject. Denise Scott and Luke McGregor are on.
Hold on, you're in the minority that you do like to get naked in front of your parents.
Well, I don't like to get naked, but I am I will.
You're comfortable naked.
Dad will chat to me or mum will chat to me if I'm in the shower and vice versa.
What? While you're standing there naked?
Well, yeah, in the shower.
I had to stop doing that with Ollie years ago. Why is that still
Are you still breastfeeding, man?
No wonder you're in the minority.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing about this show. You find out things about yourself you thought that everyone was doing. But yeah, apparently.
But don't you also control the edit, bro? So when you've revealed that information, don't you then edit that out and make yourself look better?
True, but then a guy came on, Tommy, and you'll see it tonight and says, yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm like, great, there's someone like me. He goes, I was back living at my parents' house and my dad came and did a poo while I was in the shower next to me. I'm like,
shower?
Well, not in the shower.
Stomping.
Like, the toilet was in the bathroom at the same time and his dad went to the toilet while he's having a shower in the same room.
And knowing dads of that generation, that wouldn't have smelled at all. It would have been fine.
So that's why I thought, well, at least there's a guy grosser than me. He made me look glowing and that's why it's kept in the edit.
Mate, I love it. It's a great show. The new season 100 with Andy Wee continues tonight, 8:40 p.m. on Channel 9. Thanks, Ando.
Cheers, guys.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up very soon.
But what would you do with a dollar? Did you know that $1 donated to Food Bank is 2 meals created, which is incredible given that more than half of people impacted by severe food insecurity, they go a whole day every single week without eating. Just a dollar is 2 meals.
Because
awesome.
1.2 million children have gone hungry during the year. And so if you want to help, head to foodbank.org.au and you can donate there. Hey, up next, something that's really got my tits and I want to talk about it. It's up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles, late night talking. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
I've got a new segment, Vickers.
Love it. It's already
about,
I know what it is.
You can't love it because it's meant to be about the things that are getting, what did we work out?
Getting on your tits.
Yeah, yep. On our tits.
The time's absolutely right for an afternoon small gripe.
Call us now with your small gripes, but no big ones.
Afternoon small gripes.
Small gripes only, no big ones, please.
Afternoon small gripes.
Afternoon small gripes with Carrie and Tommy.
Just the little things that you feel bad about whinging about. For example, I'm so sick of supermarkets having entry and exit doors.
What?
Let us go in whichever door we want.
But, yep.
Why? I feel like so I bought eggs the other day.
People don't have trolleys rammed up their shins and their, what's the back of their
why
legs?
Why am I doing that? And also, I can do that whichever I door go, I go in and out of.
No, but they've got to keep some order so that that doesn't happen. Anyway, even sorry, you can be grumpy about whatever you want to be.
Even the
about.
Eggs I bought were free range, and yet here we are getting herded in one direction only. Let me walk in and out of whichever door I want. Thank you very much.
Afternoon small gripes.
Jesse, have you got a gripe?
Yeah, mine's also door related. I hate it when people put a handle on a push door. You don't need it, and it just tricks me.
Yes. Oh, because then you think you got to pull.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
Yes.
What is another afternoon small gripes.
While we're on doors, here's another thing. Pubs have too many doors that aren't open, and if you go to a new pub, I tried three the other day, and I tried three, and tables of people looked at me as I went clank and clank and tried to open another door, clank and clank another. I end up going, I can't go into this pub now. Everyone's seen me get the doors wrong. I've got to go to a new pub. And then I've got the same problem again. Thank you. Too many doors.
Afternoon small gripes.
Vickers, what do you got?
I've got a small gripe about...
Better be door related.
No, it's not door related. It's friend related. A small gripe about a friend who told me that I could use their kid's book week costume because I did not order one for my daughter.
Oh, yes.
And that was the perfect plan because she wants to go as the same thing my friend's daughter wants to go for. And this book week is tomorrow and she's lost the costume.
Yeah.
Fifi box. So that is a small gripe for me.
Afternoon small gripes.
Excellent. Keep them coming. 131060. Give us a call with your small gripes, please.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up very soon. But on 131060 right now, we want to hear you.
Afternoon small gripes.
Yeah, I got problems with doors. Jesse's got problems with doors and Bickers.
I've got problems with book week.
Yes.
And my friend Fifi.
Yes.
Specifically.
G'day, Clinton.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What did you want to gripe about?
Mate, I'm very cut about the KFC app. No hack menu.
Oh my gosh. So was there a hidden menu?
There was a hidden menu. It's gone. Mate, dealing with the cabbage and the lettuce. Now I'm dealing with no hack menu.
Oh.
I don't understand. What's a hack menu?
So what did you have to do to unlock the hack menu, Clinton?
Oh, the hack menu was just in the app, mate, and you can, you know, you get special deals in there.
Yeah.
And it's gone. Mm. And have they given any reason? Have they released a statement as to why the hack menu no longer exists?
I'm only guessing it's got something to do with the cabbage and lettuce.
Yeah.
It's always the cabbage.
Afternoon small gripes.
I mean, the cabbage debacle is disgusting.
Cabbages should just be not a thing.
Yes, because they taste horrible and make you fart.
I had a cabbage given to me instead of lettuce, and it's still sitting there 5 weeks later.
But dumplings are quite cabbagey, aren't they?
Depends if you get a cabbagey dumpling.
Hi, guys.
That's a rookie error.
Are dumplings quite cabbagey?
Not a pork and prawn dumpling.
Yeah. Or the only sort of dumpling.
Maybe a vegetarian dumpling.
Yeah.
am I right, Em? What would you like to gripe about?
There's too many shades of white paint.
Yes.
Like, if you walk into Bunnings and say, I want to paint a white wall, the lady at the paint counter would be like, what kind of white? And then she takes you, like, to the spectrum of white, and by the time she was done, I was on the spectrum. Like, I was the Rain Man of white colour paint.
Yes.
Because you could get, like, antique USAM. That's always a go-up.
No, I'm stuck between Lexicon, Lexicon Quarter, or Lexicon Half.
Half, yes, yes. The half, the half's a bit richer than the quarter.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, a bit the deeper. Half's nice, but mate, they're just a tiny fraction of difference, and I'm stuck. I'm stuck on the white spectrum. There are too many shades. Whoever said it's black and white never went to Bunnings and stood in front of the white spectrum wall.
And Em, did you think, because sometimes I have this thing where I, and it doesn't help that I'm also colorblind, but I will often look at something and I'll go, well, that's white. And then they'll go, well, this one's whiter.
Yes.
And I thought I was staring at the whitest anything could possibly be until I'm shown something that's whiter. And now the thing I was looking at looks cream.
Well, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like you're having a...
Jesse.
Afternoon small gripes.
I've got one. Jesse's fat, slow fingers.
Monique, what's your small gripe?
So I actually have two for you. My first one that I absolutely cannot stand is when I'm talking to someone and they're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
What if it's sunny though, Monique?
I've always been raised when you're talking to people to look at them in their eyes. So even if it's sunny or not, like you quickly take off the glasses, have a conversation, and then when you like split up or stop talking, you put them back on.
Monique, if me and you are sitting outside having a beer in the sun, I've got to sit there squinting at you.
It's not that. If I had my sunnies on too, then it's fair.
Oh, so
but
you
if I don't have them on and I'm looking at you in the eyes,
okay, yeah.
Then it also feels like sometimes if you're even doing it and then the person says, are you checking yourself out in my glasses? And it's like, no, I'm often trying to talk to you, you fool.
Monique, look, we're just going to get to number two now. What's your second gripe?
When people are putting on shoes and they do sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Oh, instead of, who does that?
Instead of sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yeah.
Who does that?
That's for serial killers.
Like, that's how Netflix serial killers are made.
Afternoon small gripes.
Great work, Monique. Do you want to finish on Em?
Nope, she's gone.
She's gone. Oh, no, she's back. Hello, Em.
I'm Emily, actually. There's Em and Emily. I'm the Emily.
Well, I've got another small gripe.
Afternoon small gripes.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we're giving you the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now.
So many places to visit around the country.
Yes.
You can go to a Choice Hotel, and then what about go to Harndorf, right? Stay at the Choice Hotel, and then you can visit all around Harndorf, the Adelaide Hills, all the wineries there, take the kids to the Harndorf farm.
Did you know, when I found out that there was a German village just outside of Adelaide, it blew my mind.
Isn't it awesome?
And I went there and I had some knuckle. And I had some kind of
pork knuckle.
Yes.
Oh,
and I had some slaw or sauerkraut, whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah.
And some German beer, and I had a jolly good time.
And then you went back to your Choice Hotel, and what a weekend it was.
Yes, it was bloody great. Hey, stay with us. Heaps coming up. The paper quiz is up next. And then after that, we have a look at what have been judged the best jokes.
Of yours.
In the world.
So not of yours?
Dad.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up next, guys, we're going to find out if Tommy Little ranks amongst the best comedians in the world.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later.
Afterwards.
Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah.
Have you been working on your intelligence?
No. I had so little sleep that I couldn't be less intelligent.
Wait, really?
Sleep equals dumbness.
Sleep equals dumbness. Okay. Lack of sleep equals dumbness?
Yes, that would be right. See?
Sorry.
Dumbness.
Question number one. The Indian Pacific train stops in which major city between Sydney and Perth?
Adelaide.
Does it?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel
great.
Like it does.
Great.
The Indian Pacific, I'm sure it goes. That's how you go from Perth to Adelaide when I was a kid. My parents would fly. My parents would drive or catch the Indian Pacific and we'd have to fly. We'd have to.
Have to.
That was a better option.
Flying is way better.
Than driving across the Nullarbor.
Question number two.
Oh, it was actually quite cute now that I remember it. My mum and my stepdad loved it.
The Indian Pacific?
No.
Are you worried they might be flying the show?
No, you're driving across the Nullarbor. They said it was just the two of them in a car for 3 days and it was their version of heaven. God. Oh, it's so sweet,
I've
isn't it?
I've not been in a relationship that would last those 3 days. I'd be throwing myself out of the car in the middle of a Nullarbor somewhere.
Isn't
and
that lovely?
Looking for an oasis.
Because the kids are in the plane, they didn't have to deal with it. Anyway.
Oh, that's what it is.
You just have to wait at the airport for 3 days?
My mum would knit and my dad would just talk to her about
life. Is there a chance, because, and I don't want to call your parents liars, but is there a slight chance that maybe they just had a dirty few nights in a hotel and then got on a flight?
The car was always there in Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm sure there are cars that look the same.
Actually, the trains can just take the cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Question number two. What freshly squeezed juice goes with Galliano and vodka to make the cocktail a Harvey Wallbanger?
Orange juice?
A Harvey Wallbanger. Yeah.
Is it?
Sure. What would it be? Yes, maybe. Yeah? Because maybe lemon?
Oh, what's in it? It
goes with Galliano and vodka.
It's gold Galliano, isn't it?
Just
is it a
Galliano.
Cocktail, did it say?
Yes. Mm. What else lemon. Could it possibly be? Lemon.
I don't really drink Galliano, so I don't know.
Lemon, lime. Oh, apple. Well, that's not bad.
Okay. What do you lock it in, Jerry?
Who's Jerry?
Which one of us is Jerry in this?
Oh, Georgia reckons she knows.
Yeah. I would go with Carrie's first answer.
Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Georgia.
Are you a frequenter of a Harvey Wallbanger?
I'm not, but I just know the ingredients for some reason.
What?
I feel like I've made it at like a cocktail night or something. You know how those are really popular?
With people everyone... that are 80?
You're the youngest member
friends.
On our team, aren't you?
Your friends are having Harvey Wallbangers.
Well, you just go to so many. You've got to pull out all the old ones.
Harvey, I wouldn't have even thought you'd have Galliano.
Oh, Sam Booker's my favourite. That's Galliano, yeah,
but,
isn't
but
it?
This is Galliano Gold, right, in a Harvey Wallbanger?
What's the difference?
Yeah, what it's
is
all
that
the same,
blue bottle?
It? Yeah, no. Well, the Galliano,
no,
like
the
Sam Booker's the licorice one. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just know it, okay?
Okay, orange.
Okay.
Question number three. Who is the closest friend of Mark Twain's character, Tom Sawyer?
Is it Huckleberry Finn?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Question number four, what anagram of glow gas is also a city through which the UK's River Clyde flows?
Glasgow.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That great. Was quick.
I was just thinking of glow gas.
Yes. Glasgow. Well done.
And question number five, what type of police aircraft is Blue Thunder in the movie and TV series of the same name?
What?
Blue Thunder?
What type? Like a helicopter
type of police
or
aircraft?
Like
aircraft. Well, police only have helicopters.
Thunder?
Or do they have jetpacks in Blue Thunder?
Oh, that's cool.
When are they going to let us have jetpacks? I feel like it's always one of those things that on shows they're like, in 5 years' time, you'll be able to buy these.
Mm. Well, they're getting Uber Eats to go around in the, what are they called?
Drones.
The drones. So I reckon we're close.
Imagine how cold your food would
know,
be from a drone.
Just through the air. Let's go
I'd
helicopter.
Love to order a soup just to see it drop on all your neighbours.
Let's go chopper.
All right. Answers. The city that the Indian Pacific stops in is Adelaide.
Well done. Yeah.
I think this is my paper quiz, guys.
Is it?
Yeah.
Freshly squeezed juice that goes in a Harvey Wallbanger is orange.
Well done, Carrie.
The closest friend of Mark Twain's character, Tom Sawyer, is Huckleberry Finn.
Good.
Carrie.
Tommy, that was Tommy.
Carrie, well done. Tommy. Well done. Carrie, three from three, Carrie.
Definitely. The anagram
I did know that, but
of glow
this was
gas.
You. This is amazing. I'm going to tell people this.
Is Glasgow.
Yeah.
What, you're going to tell them what's the anagram of glow gas?
Yeah.
And the UK's River Clyde flows through it.
River Clyde, I forgot that one.
And the type of aircraft that is in Blue Thunder is a helicopter.
Oh, my
well
God.
Done.
Guys, what's happening?
Does that mean we have to do more?
Oh, shivers. Sorry.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country, the Savo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because I want to take you to Scotland. Jesse, hit it. Okay, Jesse.
Just speaking a Scottish accent.
There we go.
It's been a while since I've heard Scottish Jesse.
Hey, What would you like me to say?
Oh, anything. You know I love it.
Okay.
He gets so nervous.
Just a wee bit nervous now.
Is that what does it for you? Because a nervous Scotsman.
I really like
with
it.
With bagpipes.
I think just the fact that you can do an accent is awesome.
Thank you.
Anyway. This is... Stop cracking on to Jesse.
We're going to have a low.
Hey, Jock's the name.
Jock.
Jock, that's right.
Jock.
Were you just cracking on to Jesse then?
No, Jock.
Jock, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so we're in Scotland. What's happening? Where's your accent?
My art form. I don't want to get cracked onto. My art form is being disrespected again.
What's your art form?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, what do you think my art form is?
Oh, this is a trick question. What's your art form?
Anyone in the room? What's my art form? Comedy. Thank you.
Okay.
Here you are. Thank you to the seventh person I looked at.
I was digging around somewhere trying to work out.
Web guy Eli, as he literally.
The guy that does your TikToks.
Of my stand up comedy for me to post on TikTok.
Isn't it a real interesting turn of events that for 3 years you mocked me for having Eli do all my TikToks?
How many
and
did
now
you do?
I did about three, and now he's doing your
one
TikTok.
1 year each.
Yes, he is. Hey, do you want to know how they're going? Because.
Let's see if yours are doing better than mine or mine are doing better than yours.
Okay.
I can't get into my TikTok moment. Shut me out. I have a look sometimes.
I've forgotten my password as well. They do this stupid competition at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival every year where they say they're highlighting the best jokes and then they highlight the worst jokes of the whole festival and everyone thinks stand-up comedy is crap. For example.
Isn't that better for you guys, though, if other comedians look bad?
I don't want to. No, I don't. I want people to like stand-up comedy. But this is the joke that won the best joke at one of the biggest festivals in the world. I tried to steal spaghetti from the shop, but the female guard saw me and I couldn't get past her.
Oh my God.
I knew it would get Sonder.
That's terrible. So that's a joke, though.
What do you
mean, sorry.
Just to be clear.
It's cutting analysis.
No, it's in like,
she's going to break
joke,
out a whiteboard in a minute.
It's a joke that they're saying that's the number one. You're saying, so it's a shit joke.
But they gave that best
But
joke.
They think it's a good joke or they're saying it's the best,
public
worst
joke? Vote for this. This is what the people
but
want.
But maybe it says more about the Scottish people than it does about
the
comedians.
Scottish people are great. These are some of the runners-up. Would you like some of the runners-up? I hate funerals. I'm not a mourning person.
you don't know your audience.
Oh, that should have been number one.
Okay, what
okay,
about
give me another one.
Did you know if you get pregnant in the Amazon, it's next day delivery? No? Okay.
Yeah.
What about this? I used to live hand to mouth, but you know what changed my life? Cutlery. And I actually, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Maybe you should work some of these into your gear.
Okay, what about I try this one?
Okay.
My attempts to combine nitrous oxide and OXO cubes made me a laughing stock.
Okay.
No. What about this one? By my age, my parents had a house and a family. And to be fair to me, so do I. But it's the same house and it's the same family.
Yeah.
No? No. I sent a food parcel to my first wife, FedEx.
No, I think you should stop now.
Hey, just so we're clear, I never started.
If you've just joined us, this is Tommy's new gear that he's just trying.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're having a different kind of competition right now.
I, to be fair, didn't think this was going to be a real competition.
Well, now that you've started doing TikToks, I think I'm going to get back to doing TikToks. You know I'm competitive.
Okay.
I started the trend and now you've jumped on board years late.
I've been on TikTok for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I am loving it, guys.
Yeah, it's going off.
Mrs.
Yeah?
Tommy Little is my username. Follow me.
That was the oldest person.
Excuse me. at Mrs. Tommy Little, please. Follow me.
So what's your, how many followers have you got?
41,000.
Very good. Lots more than me.
Why? What? How many have you got?
19. Got
just 19
up.
People.
No, 19,
actually, don't follow me. I feel bad for Carrie. Tuck her a follow. Have any of your things gone off their rocker, though? How'd you go?
Well, off their rocker for me, but not
that?
In the scheme of, well, there's one with 528,000.
That's good, because well done.
That was patronising.
No, that's good.
What's yours gone to?
I've got one with 2.1 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. What else?
No, we don't need to go.
Yep.
This one's got a million. This one's got 610,000.
Eli, we need to get some more TikToks.
Oh, God, Eli, I am so sorry.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guarantee when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.